I'd like to call to order meeting of the Community Relations Committee, and let's stand for the pledge, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Will the clerk call the roll, please?
Sure. Meeting was called to order at 5:01 p.m. David Chiavarella.
Present.
Roberto Santos.
Present.
Ronald Sill.
Here.
Okay, the record should reflect you have all the members present and you have a quorum.
Thank you. Anyone have any additions, deletions, corrections to the agenda? Okay, we'll move on to the public portion. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak tonight? Anyone from the public? Third and final time, anyone from the public? Okay, the public portion is closed. First order of business is to elect the chairman of the committee for the 25-27 term. Do I hear a motion?
Roberto.
You want it?
No.
Oh.
Ron.
I'm excited for a minute. Is there a second on that?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much for your confidence. Okay, we need to adopt our meeting schedule. You have it in your packet. Everything looks okay. And I have a motion to adopt the meeting schedule for 2026 for the Community Relations and Blight Committee. Is there a motion?
Motion to adopt the meeting schedule for 2026 calendar.
Motion by Mr. Chiavarella. Is there a second?
Roberto.
Second by Roberto. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So passed. Okay. Blight Department. Blight officers review list of blighted properties and possible recommendations to the full board. I'll let you start, Carmine.
Okay, good evening. Just on a personal note, I'm here 2 years now, and I think we made some significant changes with the help of our attorney here to get things moving faster and to get these houses cleaned up. I mean, it's still a long process, especially trying to file liens now, which we've really cut the time short, which is going to help us a lot, but it's still a time process. And that's a major issue for me is time. But and I want to thank, you know, the mayor and the staff, Linda, Pamela, and Lisa downstairs. They answered all my stupid questions because I'm still learning how a city works.
We all are.
But I just want to, it's a time process. And you know, it's slow, and I you know, I see the same things you see, and I go as fast as I can. Okay, so the list that we have, the major ones are Pine Street, the lady with the graffiti on the side, 55 Indian and 860 Baldwin. The final letters went out on those to file the liens on those three properties. And we're processing the lien paperwork for 27 Academy, 5 Crescent, that's the one with the harp on top, 24 Seymour Avenue, and 2 D Street and 44 Mohawk. I think Mohawk is next to you, George.
Yeah,
it's the lady with the garage.
Yes.
So we're going to be filing a lien for her toast, right? We just took a lien off on 249 Hawthorne, which is on from 2013. They sold the house and they found there was a lien on it that was never removed.
Is that the one up on the hill?
I don't know where it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm finding a lot of this backward stuff that's coming up that liens were taken care of, never taken off the deeds.
Good.
So that's another process where we're going through. Now, one thing that, and there was a garbage situation up on Camptown, which is, it's a thorn because of the way the garbage cans are up on top. They were on the road because it's half of the road that Dan's Garage owns. And it became a mess about where the trash barrels went. I kind of solved the problem until the snow happened.
Does he own that road or does he have right of way?
He has 150 feet up, he says. Right away.
Did we check that out?
I think I just looked it up. I think
You
he has
did.
it, but
Is that the Camp Town?
yes,
Yeah.
That's Camp
that's
Town.
Camp Town.
Yes,
Now, what I'm
we found an old judgment of the Superior Court that said it's not our road.
wow.
None of it is our road.
It's not ours.
Well, that Camp Town road goes up to the
Well, the portion I think
front part, the part that he says.
the alleyway.
Okay, I'll try. That's another
That's
issue
not
there.
ours.
Does anybody know from the old Camp Town road that comes up on top and goes back down to that little walkway that goes out to Camp Town? Does anybody know who owns that property, that strip of land?
The one that comes off Cemetery Avenue over there? Does it
No,
come off? Comes
the one
off.
that did,
Old drive,
yeah.
goes up, then it flattens out a little where the garbage cans are. Then it goes, there's a pathway that goes down
Camp
to
Town.
Camp Town.
Oh, okay.
Who owns that? Can anybody answer me
Well, we
that?
can go down the assessor's office over the
Nobody
way on
knows.
Hilton and find
Nobody
out.
knows. Nobody knows.
It was open and I was on the job.
It was.
Yeah, when you go up the next to Dan's garage,
Yeah.
you happen to take a right,
You fit a car
you
through
go
there?
up. Police car fit up there.
Well, there's nothing fits there now. You
No,
can't
that's
fit
right.
anything in. Maybe a golf
That's
cart.
not. That's not the road, is it? Oh.
Yeah, from that road. Not the one that. Andy Coder used to live up way up on top. That right there.
No, not the one that goes straight through the middle of
No,
it.
the one on the
The
right.
one that come, that was the old Camp Town road, I understand. At
Used to
one
go up on
time.
top. Madura and Ziomek's house used to be at the end of Fifth Street. That so that
Yeah,
road would
wait.
come up there. Oak Street, right?
Anyway, if
Yeah.
there's any way we could find out who owns that property so I could find out how we can get that to get it cleaned with snow so I don't have a problem with the trash barrels or the people calling up that
There's
they
no
didn't pick up the
street name up
garbage.
there. There's no
No.
signs up there. There's no nothing.
No. I'm getting a no parking sign on top where the cans are. But I need to know who owns that property.
Maybe
If
we
anybody
can
could help me, please.
send Kevin White out there, take a look.
I gave him the map and I haven't gotten an answer.
I gave it to Kevin.
Yeah.
That's good news. He insists because we showed him the materials that they pulled them to us. Yeah.
Just come closer.
Oh, sorry. Attorney Batola has done title searches twice, and they come back the same. And he still insists we're looking at the wrong piece of road, that he what he refers to as the old Camp Town. I don't know how else to do it. We've run them twice.
And we actually found an old judgment of the Connecticut Superior Court in a quiet title action brought by the city of Derby that was trying to claim title to that road. And the court found Derby did not own that road. We
Correct.
actually found that and turned
Correct.
that over.
So, as many times as we've showed them the documents, including the gentleman up at the top of the hill who thinks we should be plowing, we've shown everybody those documents. They still won't accept them. So, every time there's a snowstorm or there's another kind of problem, they come back to us.
Still private road, we're not responsible.
As we've told
Because
them.
we'd be liable, liability really to do
People
it.
don't understand. I just had one today up on off of Mount Pleasant.
Same
There's a
thing.
private road there. You
Yeah.
guys can play throw back or whatever.
Yeah. We're not Dobeck Terrace, right?
Yeah.
Is that a private road, Dobeck Terrace? I thought it
That's
was a state
private road.
street, never. There's four houses there. They're all Dobecks.
And I'm not even sure about Highland. I was on Highland also today up there.
I don't say that.
That's a private road?
It's not there.
No,
It's
okay.
not.
And then off of Mount Pleasant to High Street.
Right, it goes up like this, something like that,
Yeah.
yeah.
We blow that.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
Thank you, Lynn.
You're welcome.
Okay. One other thing that I've been talking about, Linda's been helping on this one. 190 Seymour Avenue, the gas station.
Long time.
All right. If there may be help from the state to take the tanks out. Well, we haven't finalized that yet. If that is the case, okay, and I'm not sure on the file if there's a lien on that property, a blight lien from that.
I don't think it's a blight lien. I think it's a DEEP lien, and the tanks are still in the ground.
Okay, so
What's the
if
address,
we
sir?
could.
What's the
So
address?
it's 190 Seymour
190
Avenue.
Seymour. So it's not on here, it is.
Yeah, it's on there. It's on the bottom.
190?
I think there is, in
Yeah.
fact, a blight lien on that property. The issues are a little complicated because there is a substantial DEP
The tanks.
lien on deep lien on that. There was a judgment that they obtained against the property owner, and we have not proceeded to try to bring that to foreclosure because of the
Okay, so
criminal
my idea on
issues.
that is if there's a way for the state to help us get the tanks out. What do you see?
I might, thanks. So I went to NVCOG and I talked to Ricardo Rodriguez, who is the best who when it comes to remediation. And he was looking into seeing what it would cost because it really is a small property. The problem is if you demolish the building, you have to take the tank out. The problem is we don't know if the tank leaked. That's another whole thing. But Ricardo is, he was out of the country for a while. He was on vacation, brought his new baby to meet his family. But as soon as he comes back, I think he can kind of figure out whether we can get some money for remediation. It seems to me that of all the monies out there, remediation money is the easiest to get. And then we can make a decision about what we want to do. If we can get the tank out, we
Because the
might.
state will help us, but that means we have to contribute too.
Well,
Right.
not necessarily. Not every. Not every grant that we get comes with a match. Many of them do, but these
The
remediation grants
remediation
can.
ones, not necessarily. Yeah.
Correct.
If you can identify a remediation grant with Ricardo and we know it's enough, and we get an LEP to come up with a remediation plan, and we know we have the money for it, then we can commence a foreclosure on it
Correct.
and try to get title and then have the cleanup done. But I'm hesitant to start a foreclosure on property that we don't necessarily want to take title to
Right,
unless we know we have the money to
correct.
clean it, because there are outstanding deep orders on it as well as a judgment. So,
I mean, the blight fine is almost $500,000.
Well, yeah, I mean,
so we would end up
it's
with
just
title.
it's the site of the place right now. You got your calls
Well,
all
I
the
know the
time,
neighbors, it's not fair
and
to them.
either I don't know, either we have to do something with it. If we get an assistance on the tanks, take the tanks out, knock the building down, and then we could either try and sell the corner, give it to somebody so they'll pay taxes on it, sell it to somebody just to get income from the city. But
You have to, it starts with, can you identify substantial cleanup monies? Because it goes beyond
Right. I mean, that's, I
taking
know
the
that's the first
tanks
part we
out,
have to do.
because you may be these gas station cleanups with old tanks in the ground. You may be taking a lot of the soil away.
I've gone through it.
Yeah.
I know what it is. So that's another, that's the, probably the biggest eyesore we have. And I get calls all the time on it. So we're looking for some kind of a solution. If it's if it's feasible and
We
affordable,
get real remediation money for it from the
fine.
state, then you
We'll
can.
knock it down. But other than
Well,
that,
we gotta foreclose it first.
right, obviously. So,
Yeah.
but I was looking for money somewhere. Okay, so that's basically the gist of it right now. And any questions on
Going back to the 5
properties?
Crescent Street,
Right.
they say it's a refused letter.
Right.
So where are we with that?
We're filing a lien on it. Doing the paperwork to file the lien on it. I think he's going to come up with Matt's going to come up with the last letter that gives him 40 days to respond and get it remediated. If they don't remediate at that point, then we'll file a lien on the house. And then we have to discuss it sometime. Is I'm in favor of liening the properties. I'm all for it. There's no mortgage on the house, or I'm for foreclosing the house.
Yeah.
I mean, if blight is there, they don't fix it,
It's the
foreclose
same
on it.
owner for the last 60
If there's no
years.
mortgage on the house, that's even easier.
So I don't
And I
think there's a
understand
mortgage.
the blight lien comes before our mortgage also, because that's why we have to notify the
That's
bank.
correct. So
Right.
what we do, the process that we implemented is we do a title search at this time so we could identify all the mortgage holders. Because they get notice. We give them notice when we're doing all this. And that's important.
So at that point, We filed the lien. It's work's not done. You know, no mortgage, mortgage, whatever. Foreclose the house. Put the pressure on that person to fix it or get out. Then the city will have the right to take the house. You know, then we're going to have to hook up with some kind of real estate because we're going to
we
may be owning
probably
property.
Have no money, no ways and means, but there's got to be family.
There's got to be somebody that'll want to save the house.
Because when you come to that light on New Haven Avenue, the first thing you do is
right.
Look over there,
and I
and
understand
you see this roof with all blue tarps.
It's not only that; it's a lot of stuff out there that, you know, we should be foreclosing on
yeah.
Once the liens are set up.
Right.
Got that Pine Street with the graffiti; that's another house. And these houses without mortgages, they're going to bring some dollar signs.
Yeah.
Sell the house and money to the city.
Right.
So that's where. That's how I feel about liens. And I hope everybody else does, because if we can't lien the house and move forward, then what are we doing?
Right. No, it's just terrible for the people that live next door, take care of their property, pay taxes and everything, and then they got something like that next to them. And we have a lot of those.
I mean, I have a lot of that. No, yeah. A lot of it's, you know, menial stuff that, you know, I go out, write the letter. For the most part, we get it solved. But this big stuff is, you know, it's not fair to the city. It's not fair to the person living next door. And some of these houses are, especially that Buckingham Road off of Roosevelt Drive. They got really nice houses up there, and they got to look at those houses.
Do me a favor on the five questions. It says here, refused letter. What does that mean?
That means we send out a certified letter.
Hey.
They refused the letter.
They didn't sign for it.
They refused it, right? Nobody answered it. They wouldn't take the letter. We get quite a few of those. So then we send out a second one. If it's done, then we start moving for...
Well, we do due process, and then we just have to keep going. Sometimes they think if they refuse the letter, it'll go away.
Yeah, you know, it's not going to happen. So now they're going to get a letter that their house is going to get liened, and then we'll go from there. Let them hire an attorney. Okay.
Could you look at the lot down here, 153 Main Street? You know where the Derby Pizza House was?
Yeah.
All overgrown. And
That's La Paglia.
Owners in Rhode Island.
Yeah, I sent him a letter. For some reason, he sent it back. So I don't know if he's not in Rhode Island now or if he's in Connecticut, but I think I got his phone number somewhere.
Right,
I'll give him a call if I can find it. If not, I'll send him another letter. He was real nice. The last time it happened, he was here within a week. Right. Matter of fact, he called me up. I was home, and I went down and I even talked to the guy. And we had a lot of things in common about Rhode Island. So
good.
He was a real nice guy.
Well, check into that.
I'll check him out again. But it's just
that.
The overgrown stuff. I mean, I don't know if there's any garbage in
Street,
there.
That's the thing,
yeah. There's that other lot on the corner there. That's
right.
I don't know if that's his or not.
He's
the corner. Okay.
Yeah. And then 33 Elizabeth Street, like you said, the lots up here and back at the old UI building up here.
33.
Was that Third Street by the cigar store? If you go by the cigar store, those big parking lots back there with the broken fence and the broken. It's right up the top of this hill here.
Okay. On Minerva?
Yeah. Right on the left. The big parking lots there.
Yeah.
It's in back of the old UI building where the spinning door used to be.
Okay.
It goes all one property. So take a look at that one too.
Okay. And then there's the fence, which is about a fence, on the Red Raider Plaza where the railroad tracks are, where the chicken place is.
Yeah.
All right. Somebody made a complaint about that that fence that somebody must have backed into it, because about at least 30, 40 feet of the fence is pushed over, but not down. And I called up Metro North. They got back to me on it. They're searching who owns it. If the plaza owns the fence or if the railroad owns the fence. Does anybody know?
No. Surprised they didn't know.
They didn't. They looked into it. They sent me a letter back that they're going to look into it. And I sent the letter to the Red Raider Plaza. I didn't get an answer back.
How long
they're in
was
Texas.
That?
Probably 3 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Just before the holidays.
Is that the part of the fence? Is that the part of the fence in the corner of Division and the Red Raider?
Yeah, it's the one right where the railroad arm comes down. The fence got pushed back. Some truck must, which I where the dumpsters are. Truck must have backed in there, and he even took the cement out of the ground on through the poles. So he really hit it.
Somebody hit.
I just don't want the fence falling down on the tracks, and then you know there's all kinds of lawsuits happening.
Right.
So, anything else?
Anything else, fellas?
Me?
No. Anything, Rich?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much. Keep up the good work.
Right.
Number nine, update on 2025 bond referendum. Public Works Truck Replacement 1, Public Works Truck Replacement 2.
It's Brian Hall, Finance Director for the City of Derby. So happy to inform everyone that those two trucks have been purchased. They were purchased based on a state bid, through the state bid process. One of these trucks has been received and is out in use, and I believe the other one is due to be delivered in the coming weeks.
Great.
Okay.
Good news. We need them.
Yeah, it worked out. I think one of the ones we had actually broke down right before the last storm. So it was perfect timing.
That's great news. Anything for Brian, guys? Okay. The only thing left is motion to adjourn at 5:22. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Chabarella. All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank you.